John chapter 4 verses 36 through 41. He who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit unto eternal life, in order that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I send you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. And many of the Samaritans from that city believed into him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me all that I have done." So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to remain with them, and he remained there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word.
In verse 36, the Lord said, "He who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit unto eternal life." The phrase "unto eternal life" is the same in Greek as "into eternal life" used in verse 14. It is used twice by the Lord in this chapter. The first time, he said that if we receive him, he will be a fountain or a spring within us, bubbling up into eternal life. Christ will be a well or spring in us, bubbling up into eternal life. The second time he used this phrase was when he urged the disciples to go out and reap the harvest in order to gather fruit unto eternal life. In other words, after you have been saved and satisfied with Christ, you must bring people to Christ unto eternal life. Firstly, you must receive Christ unto eternal life for yourself. Then you must bring others to receive Christ unto eternal life. There is a Christ for you to receive as the spring within you, bubbling up into eternal life. And there is a harvest for you to reap as fruit unto eternal life. The Samaritan woman did exactly these two things. On one hand, she received Christ as the inner spring unto eternal life. And on the other hand, she went to the harvest field to gather her people as fruit unto eternal life. The Samaritan woman did not go with a doctrine about Christ to her people. She first gained Christ and then went to them with Christ. Verse 39 says, "Many of the Samaritans from that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified." Through the living testimony of the Samaritan woman, many more sinners were brought to the Lord. When they contacted the Lord, they all believed and received him as their Savior. It was a marvelous harvest through her living testimony.